grab your wine. It's time for Rosé All Day and Julie's a Mess, where we talk about current events and living in an intersex life. And now, here's Julie.
Hi, everybody. This is my 11th episode of Rosé All Day, Julie's a Mess, brought to you by JustJulie.com. For more information and content, make sure that you're following us here on YouTube as well as JustJulie.com. So many things have been happening lately. We're going to get to our guest in just a second. I wanted to share, everybody, our rosé selection for this week. Yay! So last week's show and this week's show are being sponsored by Beth Neville, who is a wine consultant for Scout and Cellar Wines. Last week, we had Dove Hunt Dog, which was very refreshing. This week, I'm excited. I actually saved the bottle because I like the way it's presented. But this is Soleil Vent Ami, or Ami. I don't speak French. I just date French men. So this is a rosé. It's a bubbly rosé. I love the top on it, guys. It's like an old school soda top. So I'm going to open it, and then I'm going to introduce you while I do this. My guest this week is my best friend in Nebraska. We are definitely like the Thelma and Louise of us. Oh, look at that. Yay. And oh, it smells so good. Smells so good, guys. And we're going to give this a review and a taste. And then if you're interested in this wine or last week's wine, you want to reach out to Beth Neville. Her Instagram is...
Ooh, it's bubbly.
It is bubbly. It's like a champagne almost. Live Simply Beth. So live period simply period Beth on Instagram for Beth Neville. She's a wine consultant with Scout and Cellar. Let's go ahead and taste this week's. Cheers.
Cheers.
Drinking out of our tumblers.
Oh, it's definitely bubbly.
I really like that. Mm-hmm. So the great thing about Scout and Cellar Wines is if you go to their website, they promote that their wines are made, unlike wines today, traditional wines today that are made in bulk, the resources and ingredients that go into Scout and Cellar wines are all natural. It doesn't have a lot of the toxins that a lot of mass-produced wines carry. So definitely check out Beth's Instagram. Thank you, Beth, for being our sponsor this week and last week, and hopefully for future shows, because this is really good. And I may have to go home and drink the rest of this bottle. We are coming to you live tonight from Lorinda Richards' house.
Yay!
And Skylar. So she wanted to be on the show, but I'm going through some things this week, and we felt it was best if she if I did a live show from her house as opposed to my normal studio. I love the way this looks, guys. This is my new tumbler. You can find it on justjulie.com under the merch section. XX Wine with the Rosé All Day logo, and then justjulie.com on the back. These tumblers are $35.99, which is a little pricey, but $5 of every sale will go to XXY Research here in the United States. So I'm imploring everybody to go out and get them. They're fun. They look great in your cabinets. You can take them to the park when you take your kids. You can put milk in them. You can put ice cream in them. You can put ice cream and vodka in them. They stay cold. And, you know, I just drink water and wine and out of them. And so that's what we're drinking this week. Guys, I've known Flo since I moved out here to Nebraska, but I'm going to let Flo let you know how she met me.
How I met Julie, my brother had gone to Florida to bring Julie up here to get her resituated. And that's pretty much, in a nutshell, how I met Julie. And the second day she was here, we had all gone out to dinner and kind of pretty much hit it off from there. And,
and Charlie's met Flo. So Charlie's watching at home. Charlie's met Flo, wanted Flo to cook for him. Flo made Charlie a lovely bracelet while he was out.
There's Peaches. Hi, Peaches.
Hi. This is one of Flo's babies, Peaches. Also my pet girlfriend whenever I come over here. She loves cuddles. And so we we're doing that. So nobody's in our chat room yet. Nobody's joined us yet. That's okay. Peaches. So it's lovely that Peaches is here because we usually roll right into current events. And our current events this week are, have a lot to do with animals. Animals. Okay. So our current events this week have to do with animals because, I don't know if y'all heard over the weekend, but there was a tiger roaming around Houston, Texas. Yes. A tiger. Yep. A tiger.
Just roaming around the neighborhood.
So that we're leading with that story. We're going to talk about that. And also a whale, a mink whale was discovered in the Thames in London on Sunday. They tried to get it out of the river. It ended up coming back on Monday, and they eventually euthanized it. So animals are definitely in the news this week. Let's talk about that tiger in Houston.
That was something unreal. If you watch the newscast, I saw it this morning, and it showed the man, a police officer. I guess he must have been off duty because I didn't notice if he was in a uniform or not. But had his gun drawn on this tiger because he was going to shoot it if it presented any kind of. He had called for backup, and all of a sudden, some guy just swoops in, grabs the tiger, and says, "This is my tiger. Please don't shoot him." Loads him up in his Jeep and then drives off as the cop has already called for backup. So. Thought that was kind of odd, and then I went to work today, and wasn't a good day. And on my way home from work, I heard on the news in my truck that the 26-year-old man that owned this tiger was just released from jail for murder.
You think about it in the grand scheme of things, a murderer, or you know. A boxer would definitely have a tiger in their house. Mike Tyson probably has a tiger. He did in the hangover.
Well, the man is now in custody.
26-year-old.
26 years old. He's now back in. He was arrested for evading police.
I mean, I saw a picture of the man that was arrested for evading police and owns the tiger in Houston. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I literally thought for a brief moment, Baloo and Shaquan, we're going to show up behind him because it started to look a little bit like the Jungle Book. Like, he's Hispanic, but I mean, he was going to make a good Mowgli at 26. And tiger.
Tattoos up and down his arms.
Weird news. And then the whale in the Thames. Like, you don't even think of whales being in the Thames.
Yeah,
in London.
A little tiny river like that. But not once, but twice.
Twice.
Went in Sunday, they got it out, and they
used inflatable pontoons to rescue them.
Yeah, to keep them away from going back in, and the whale disappeared, and then the next day they found them back in the same area.
It's a whale of a tale right there in London. So the tiger in Houston, the whale in London. Heard a story over the weekend about how, you know, we heard about Lady Gaga's French bulldogs being kidnapped, and she got them back, and they're pressing charges against the kidnappers, and they had actually shot her dog walker in the face to steal her French bulldogs. Now, in Lincoln, Nebraska, over the weekend, there were stories about another case where somebody's dogs were, their French bulldogs were stolen out of their car. And I thought, go buy your own. These dogs are not cheap, people. Go buy your own.
And weren't they shot in Philadelphia?
They were shot at. The dogs were taken. I just think, I mean, I understand the desire to have a French bulldog. I want one. One was promised to me when I actually moved to Nebraska. Yeah. It never happened.
Well, you can try to break into my house because I do have two pit bulls. And you're going to have to come with a gun because the other one, She's not nice like Peaches.
No. Cherokee will go for your juggler. Peaches will maybe go for your juggler, but not after she's invited you inside for a glass of tea and some stomach rubs. I mean, Peaches is a little,
Cherokee is another
I'm wearing, everybody loves this hair. I decided to wear it today. I didn't want to do the long hair, but it totally is giving me Angelian vibes. You remember Angelian?
I do. I love it.
I think it's appropriate since I'm getting breast surgery at the end of June. I'm rocking the Angelian vibes. Also, while I'm thinking about it, just because I like to throw it out in the universe, my dad got to spend the weekend in the hospital. And he is doing a lot better. So thank you to everybody that has been praying and sending me daddy mojo vibes. He is doing a lot better. He did have to go back in, I think, yesterday. But I think the general consensus is that he's on the mend. I am a firm fan in, or a firm believer in, no news is good news. And I haven't heard any depleting news today. So I'm hoping and sending love to my dad in North Carolina. And hopefully he's feeling better.
I'm glad he's feeling much better too.
Yeah, right, Peaches? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go.
Make out with you. Okay. Can you get off, please?
She licked off my lipstick. Awesome. So she's good at that, licking off your makeup. So, okay.
She's definitely a love bug.
She's a love bug. Sometimes... we're not going to go there. That's a story we'll tell for another time.
Yeah, Julie's a mess. Let's not tell it at all.
So that has to do with Peaches and her ear and sleep.
Yeah.
So now we're in a section called Julie's a Mess. Actually, before we get into that, Flo, tell us what you do, because I think it's a super interesting job. Not a lot of people do it. A lot of people don't understand it. Hard as HEL hockey sticks on fire.
I cannot mention the name where I work, mm-mm, but I work for a food processing plant. A major food processing plant.
And what do they process?
We process cows.
Mm-hmm. And for the people listening at home, how many cows... mm-hmm, normally go through that processing plant in a day?
Probably, I'm going to guess. I know that we get a lot of trucks to drop off the cows, and I know each truck holds, depending on the size of cows, which they're supposed to be a certain age when they come to us, but they can hold about 60, up to 60 cows.
So how many trucks would you say go by a day? It's a lot. They're processing a lot.
I want to say we do almost 20 trucks an hour.
20 trucks an hour, people, and it's an all-day shift.
Well, it's two shifts.
I mean, do the math.
But I don't know. Yeah, well, I'm guesstimating here. I think we get about 6,000 cows a day.
Now, her job is she's at the end of assembly line, and she... is in packing, is that correct? So she catches the meat and then puts it into like packaging
and the boxes.
Gets sent to different locations all over the country. Mm-hmm. But I mean, she's like...
I'd rather be at the tail end of the...
I mean, she's grabbing and throwing meat. So funny story, Charlie was here for a month and she took Charlie to Tractor Supply. That's how Charlie fell in love with ducks. And that ended, I mean, that began our duck. If you remember watching that a couple of weeks ago, that's how Charlie and I became proud parents of
ducklings.
But she took Charlie to Tractor Supply, and Charlie's like, oh my God, she bought like a 150-pound bag of dog food and was like throwing it up on her shoulder like a boss bitch and like, let's go, Charlie, let's walk out of Tractor Supply. And Charlie's like, I had no idea that she could handle that. And I was like, oh yeah.
But see, you gotta understand, I'm a small frame now.
She's catching cows in the air.
I'm not a big person. I look big on TV.
Everybody looks big on TV.
Let me sit my happy ass back in.
I mean, Steve Harvey's really like a size 2. He looks huge on TV.
I'm about 160 pounds.
So. You watch WWF or WWE wrestling. Yeah. Those people are really like midgets. The TV adds all that weight.
Yeah, pretty much. And, we had gone to Tractor Supply. I needed dog food, and I buy the big, big, big bags of dog food because, like I said, I have two pit bulls.
So I just think it's a really interesting job. They have all these different titles. The people
and
that
it's
kill,
very, it's very, very, very hard work. And the, people just
the people that kill the cows are called knockers. Flo and I joked around about starting a country western bar, and we're gonna call it. It's gonna be a line dancing bar, and we're gonna call it Knockers in honor of those fateful people that kill the cows.
Kill the cows.
And then we're going to have our male staff look like Chippendale dancers, and they will be called shit kickers, but we'll call them kickers for short. And then the girls will be called Spurs, and it'll be like Hooters and Chippendales meets Roadhouse. And we think it will be a big, big success.
Yeah, we've already scouted out the location. Mm-hmm. So,
and I told Flo that I will be in charge of talent and hiring our wait staff. She's going to be in charge of music. And Charlie wants to come along and just help with paperwork at the auditions. And I said, of course you do, you sick puppy. But we'll make that happen. So Charlie's just going to come and watch. And
it might be about 2 years, but it's definitely something in progress.
I told Charlie I will sit there at the table like Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada. And Charlie can be like, can you take your shirt off now, please? If you can rip it open like this, that would be better.
Yes.
Charlie just wants to have a hand in it, which
that's and I'm going to have to sit in between the two of them and say, okay, just calm down.
I know. I'm going to be like, I have a boyfriend. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a man in my life. He gets jealous. Can you please take your shirt off? Can you do a slow half turn? Do you line dance? Charlie's going to show you a routine.
Yep, now we've got...
We got people talking in here. It's mostly Blair and Charlie. Charlie's enjoying it. He's like, let's do it. Knockers. Take your shirt off. So, okay. So we're up to Julie's a Mess. For those of you that have been watching us and tuning in for the last 11 episodes, 11, guys, nearly 11 episodes so far. This is the part of the show where I tell a story from my illustrious, colorful past. And halfway through the story, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to let my guest try and finish the story. Yeah. Now, I've said this 3 times now already in the past couple of shows. Out of all of my guests, Charlie is the only one that has been able to say, well, actually, Alicia came very close last week to saying the truth in that story. But Charlie has pretty much nailed it on the head twice now. Flo is in the gate.
I've only known you 2 years, so, you know, almost a year. I've been in Nebraska almost 2 years myself, so
But you know me better than people that have brought me here.
Yeah.
Like, you've taken an investment in me, and mm-hmm. we have a great friendship, yes. I look forward to the next couple of years as your friend, and
I do too.
You gave me a Christmas tree, and yeah. I'm excited. Like, this is what it's about.
Yeah, we had... I do have my brother here, on holidays. That's my time to really shine. I went to culinary school a long time ago and graduated. And I cooked professionally for many, many, many years.
She can kill a cow. She can cook a cow. And she can. Oh, that's not how I was going to say it. I was going to say she can kill a cow. She can clean a cow, she can cut a cow, and she can cook a cow. The fours of Flo. Flo's fours.
And so anyway, I wound up getting burnt out and needed to do something different. And Charles is saying Flo's the best cook ever. Mm-hmm. And so I took a sabbatical for 7 years, and I drove a special needs school bus. And
that's probably why she's attracted to me, because I'm not always wearing my helmet, but I'll lick a window and eat a crayon.
And
she recognized that potential in me and said, this girl needs help. She's special.
She needs some attention.
She's special. She said, come get on my bus, Julie. And I said, okay.
And things happened and had to give that up. And that's how I wound up coming to Nebraska. And, working for this company I've been there since I've been here in Nebraska. And like I said, it's hard work, but oh my God, the money's awesome.
So we are going into Julie's Rest. So I'm going to start a story. Okay. And midway through, I'm going to stop a story. And I'm going to see if Flo can figure out why Julie's a mess and how the story ended. It's a shoulders rest. When I get stressed out, I carry all my tension in my shoulders. And they are like, rock hard. That's understandable. We're not giving code. We're just, I need to like.
You need to soak in a nice hot bath with some Epsom salt.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a bath. I have a shower from hell, but that's okay. It's nobody's fault. Okay, so here's the story. So I told her that I'm going to tell her the Disney World monorail train story. Now, when I moved back to Florida in 2015, I was living with a friend in Windermere, Florida, Melissa. And my good friend Sean said, I want to introduce you to some friends of mine. I think we'll all get along great. And I said, great. And he goes, okay, we're going to meet them at the Port Orleans bar area. There's a great live music guy there tonight. I love listening to him sing. We're going to meet my friend. And I was like, okay. I got really excited because, one, I knew his friend was cute. Two, we didn't know if his friend was gay or not. I mean, he said he was straight, but we didn't. You never know, they say. And I mean, I'm an equal opportunist, so I didn't care. And Sean wanted to park in one part of the resort and then walk along this long winding pathway to get to the main hotel where this bar was at. So we parked kind of in an employee lot and we start to walk to this area. And I was born with half a pancreas, and even though I don't have diabetic issues, I do have malnutrition issues or malabsorption issues. So I have to take medication before I eat a really big meal, and that allows my body to withdraw the nutrients out of the food so then my liver will process it, my pancreas will process it. So sometimes, because of all of those issues, I get it, I wouldn't call it IBS, but it is like a form of irritable bowel syndrome. And we're walking and walking. It was a little hot. I was wearing really nice jeans and a really nice like plaid shirt. I was presenting as Bradford at the time. So we're walking and we're locked. And I felt my stomach start, as Charlie says, get the bubble guts. And I was like, oh, Sean, I have to sit down. I have to sit down for a second. And Sean's like, are you going to be okay? And I said, you can walk ahead. I think I'll be okay. Well, I was not going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, bubble guts at its worst.
You've got, like, the bends?
It's kind of like the bends. Okay. Charlie calls it bubble guts, but it's, you know, where your stomach is, like, going...
Yeah, it's churning.
And, like, making loud noises and popping. And it's kind of like when you're driving your car and you know that you maybe are low on fluids, but you don't know what's causing it to, like, bang and shimmy and shuffle around. Oftentimes, it is concluded with just... gut busting, butt gutting, diarrhea. And that's what happened. And we weren't even at the hotel yet. I make it through the front doors of the hotel and I had to run into the bathroom. It was so bad that as I stripped down in the bathroom, I was having to like wash my jeans in the sink, wash my shirt out. I don't have a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. Sean had to go into the merchandise store at the hotel and buy me a pair of shorts, but they didn't have a size. So they were like this big and I had to like wrap them around like a wrap dress and try and tie them.
Right.
And then he had to get me Mickey Mouse boxer shorts because they didn't have any underwear. And then he had to get me like, and then I wore my shirt because I was able to like wash a little bit out of it or whatever. And so then I go in and I meet this young man and he was gorgeous. But I also reeked of poo. And it was at that moment when he said, oh my God, what happened? That I looked at Sean like, shut up, don't say anything. And Julie had to create a story. So. What do you think Julie said to this young man about what had just happened? And I mean, think about it. I did call it the Disney train monorail story. So that probably has something to do with it.
Well, as creative as I know that you can get, you probably said that you had a chocolate shake or something and dropped it or sat on a piece of chocolate pie on the monorail on the way over.
I know, but Disney, I mean, you're a culinary genius. Disney's not going to make their chocolate cake smell like shit. Could you imagine? Oh, this Mickey cake. It smells just like...
No, I said chocolate pie.
This isn't Minnie's pie from the Elf. Anyway, so you think I sat on a shake or a cake?
I would have said that you were got spooked or scared and you were drinking a frappe or a milkshake or something and it spilled and you wound up sitting on it. I mean, that's...
So actually, what happened was I was panicked. Who wants to admit that they have dietary issues and that they, you know, even though the kid that I met would have been totally like, okay, and he was a nice kid and I think he would have understood, but there were people sitting around. You don't want to divulge. I mean, I'm very vulnerable in life now, but I don't think I was that vulnerable at that time. So I actually turned around and while Sean tried to stifle back tears and laughter, I said, you know me, I'm such a good humanitarian. We got on the monorail to come back over here after being at the park all day. And I saw a woman get on the monorail and she had 6 children with her. And she was trying to get them all situated on the monorail. And I offered to hold her baby while she got situated. And I said, and who knew that that baby had side-splitting diarrhea? And shat right out its diapers, and it went down my shirt and into my pants and all over my jeans. And I'm like, don't ever offer to hold a kid again. And I created this whole story, and he was like, oh, my God, that was so sweet of you. And I was like, I know. And we got home, and Sean's like, are you ever going to tell him? And I went.
But see, that's creative. I would have never come up with something like that.
So creative. But I was like, don't ever offer to hold a baby on a Disney monorail, a Disney train. Peaches, are you trying to get in the frame?
She's looking for some attention. She's got to be the center of everyone's attention.
She's
got to
be. Okay, so Julie's a mess. Charlie said, laughing my ass off, Oscar-worthy performance. That's what I say, right? Don't ever hold a baby at Disney. They'll shit all over you. We like to go into this section and talk about, it's called 5 questions. So these can be 5 questions about you, 5 questions about us. It's just 5 questions and it's a chance for our audience to get to know you better. Since you brought up that you are cordon bleu trained and
culinary trained. I'm not going to say cordon bleu. I did not go to cordon bleu. No.
She used to date.
But I will say when I did go to culinary school, I did live in New York then. So.
And she did? She may or may not have. Y'all know me. I always say may or may not have if it's true or not true. She may or may not have had a lucid affair with Chef Ramsay.
Oh, God. My son would loved Chef Ramsay. And he, when Chef Ramsay was coming out with his TV series, Hell's Kitchen, it might have been Master Chef. My son wanted me, he applied twice for me to go on the show. And of course I didn't make it because anyway.
Chef Ramsay was like, have a relationship together, so you can't really go on
my
television.
My son wanted to see the two of us go at it because I was not a very nice person when I cooked.
And Chef Ramsay would yell, he'd be like, is this your bra?
And he just
said, is this your bra?
He wanted to see the two of us go at it.
Yes, Chef. Yes, get your bra. Okay, so question 1. These are going to be obscure questions because, you know, I think of them often right off the top of my head. If Jesus Christ came back to earth to eat tomorrow night, what would you make him? What's your best meal you'd cook for him?
The best meal that I would
make. And please don't say fishes and loaves. You probably would get so upset at that. You'd be like, I'm not coming. I don't.
Probably rack of lamb.
Rack of lamb.
I love rack of lamb.
He used to carry a lamb on his shoulder in a lot of those pictures.
Well, they used
the Bible.
They used to eat
because he's a shepherd. He's a shepherd. Mm-hmm. So you'd make him, would you make a mint sauce with it? Give us the menu. Don't just be like,
oh,
rack of lamb.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Rack of lamb. Let me crust it with some hazelnuts with a Dijon glaze. Pan seared, finished off medium rare in the oven. Our sides would probably be, I love creamy garlic parmesan Brussels sprouts. That's one of my favorites that I like to serve at holidays.
Don't worry about the wine. You could just give him a pitcher of water and he'll turn it into some Soleil Vent Aimé for you.
The wine would probably be a Chardonnay or a Pinot Noir. And I don't know.
That sounds
not necessarily, actually. Not necessarily, probably some wild rice pilaf. What's Charles saying? I know he's like, oh, I'm coming for dinner now.
He said, what about the shallot?
I cook, oh my God, I love to cook with shallots.
Flo taught Charlie what a shallot was, and now Charlie can't shut up about the shallots. You're like, if Charlie ever gets a t-shirt, he's going to be like, ask me about shallots. So that was question one. Question number two. Knowing what you know about me, mm-hmm. is there a dessert that personifies me? Like in your realm of cooking, is what dessert would you call me? Just based on how you know me and know me to be. Do I have a dessert doppelganger?
Probably creme brulee.
That is my favorite.
And why I say that is because you can put up this wall until you first get to know somebody. And then as that wall starts to melt down, then it's all soft and creamy inside.
It's appropriate. Basically, she's saying I have a dental dam. And once you get past that dental dam, it's creamy on the inside. Appropriate. I feel like a lot of guys would describe you that way too. Or she's too much, and if you eat too much of her, she's a little eggy, and she'll give you a fucking sugar coma. I was like, how is this gonna turn out? She's saying I'm like creme brulee. I was like, it is my favorite.
Yeah. How would you describe me as a dessert?
A Kit Kat bar.
A Kit Kat bar.
Crunchy and no, I don't know. Dessert wise, I don't know.
And you've seen all the desserts that I've had in my house too.
I mean, we know which one you like the most. We know you'll go to town on red velvet.
It doesn't matter any kind of cake.
She bought a cake for Easter and Charlie was coming over and Charlie was with her when she bought the cake and Charlie's like, ooh, I love that. And we came over like a night before Easter and there was like
I didn't have time
a wedge.
To bake
there
a
was
cake,
like a
so
wedge.
Said, so
there was a wedge left. And Charlie's like, where's the rest of the cake? And she's like, it's been a fucking long week. Okay, don't judge me. She ate that cake. She ate it.
You're lucky I left some.
She's like, I had a night and I ate the cake. I actually,
control.
I said to somebody on TikTok the other night, they said, what's one of the signs that you know that you're a real woman based on like the estrogen causing menstrual issues? And I said, or they're asking like, tell us. And I said, I don't know. I said, before I took the estrogen, I wasn't very emotional. And I said, but now I'm on so much estrogen, I'm super emotional. And I downloaded the fucking Hallmark channel. And I was like, and so somebody was laughing about it. And then somebody said, the real way to know that you're super emotional and a woman is when you're having a rough day and you finish off a pint of ice cream. And I went, well, then fuck, I've done that too.
Gallon.
I was like, a pint? Fucking give me a Bluebell gallon.
What, Peaches? I wasn't calling you.
We called Cherokee. You've not been paged.
Go off.
Okay, question number three. We're somewhere, now that they're starting to lift restrictions from COVID, people are starting to get out and do more things. Where's somewhere that you've always wanted to travel to that you would love to go to?
I'd love to go to Ireland. I'd love to go to Paris. There's actually a spot in Canada I want to go to.
Oh, Canada.
I mean, I've been through a lot of the United States, California, Nevada, Oklahoma. I mean, I've seen a lot of things through, you know, in my travels. But some places that I would really love to go, I would love to go to Paris just to experience
that
culture for a little bit. And I heard Ireland is another place I'd like to go visit.
Is there a, this is part of the same question, but is there a culture of food or a food that you would love to go take part of and learn how to cook and taste that you haven't ever experienced before?
No, going through culinary school, we had to cook and partake in many different, and I'm talking different. I've had ostrich. I've had monkey brains. they're, you know, that gave me a worldly experience right there, just going through culinary school. Every week was a different culture, and we had to produce a menu, and we had to work in teams and produce that menu and then present it to the instructors. And so, yeah, I would say I've had a lot. The only thing I can say is when I was in culinary school, I couldn't get past the seaweed without gagging for sushi. And the other day a couple weeks ago, we had gone to the Chinese buffet.
Charlie and I love sushi, and Flo's never been a fan because she can't get past the seaweed.
And I did actually
eat. That means she's not a true mermaid. I can get past the seaweed. You just swallow it.
And I did, and it's still not my thing. I did make it finally past the seaweed and ate off one whole piece of sushi, and it's still not for me. I don't care for sushi.
I mean, okay. It's your thing. That's your thing. I like sushi. I like that protein, among other things. So, because we know Charlie's drinking at home, we hope that everybody else is drinking with us. Also, Charlie has commented more than anybody else in the chat this evening. I mean, Charlie is commenting, and we know Charlie's drinking. So this, before I ask the final fifth question of Flo, I'm going to, Charlie and I created a drinking game at Easter, and everybody was included except for the person the game stemmed around. And it's become kind of a joke for everybody. And so, hey, stroke brain. You say it. You
stroke
say
brain.
You may unbox that and explain that drinking game later on justjulie.com. Stroke brain, that makes me feel good. You said it! She said it, guys! We need to make sure that everybody watching and that sees this in the future, she said it. Charlie coined it, but you said it. What did you just say?
I'm not saying it again.
You'll have to go back and see if you can hear what
she
said.
Yeah, you're going to have to try and listen real hard.
Pause it. Kind of who the stroke brain drinking game is about. Anyway, fifth question. No, this is the fifth. That was a part of the fourth. So do you feel like what I've been going through lately is warranted, or do you feel like I've been feeding into it? People that, I mean, people at home are not going to know. You don't have to answer it. I can answer another question.
Ask another question.
She pleads the fifth. This is like Bravo's Clubhouse.
I want to remain a neutral target.
Even though you just made that comment.
I just want to remain a neutral party.
She is Switzerland. Okay. So this question is, where do you see us in 2 years?
Business owners. Hopefully here in the state of Nebraska. If not Nebraska, then
somewhere. But I
see us going, you know, a long-term friendship relationship type of business partner. I really think that our idea of opening that
country western bar,
especially here,
Knockers.
Well, I still question the name.
I know, because I'm going to get my press at the end of June, and they're going to be like, they just named it after June,
right?
Which would not be a bad idea.
I want to call it in the back sticks, but
it's not a gay bar, Flo. In the back sticks.
No,
back it could be that would back
or sticks. In the sticks.
In or the sticks. In the sticks.
You know, just to, you know, keep that country theme.
Mm-hmm.
Because the location that we have our eye on right now
is in the sticks.
Well, it's not in the sticks per se, but there is absolutely nothing around it.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing there. We would not disturb anybody.
Julie finds herself in the sticks all the time. And they're fleshy sticks, but that's where she usually is. It's okay, 10 years out. Let's work on that, because that could be a lot of fun.
I'm hoping that we'll have a business before then, but like I said, I'm hoping a 2-year plan.
That requires me staying in Nebraska, which, I mean, that's, we're thinking about that right now, too. So I'm on the fence.
You better not have picked that up.
It's right there.
Yeah, she was going after it.
Don't go after it.
You need to go lay down.
Are you in my kitchen? She taught me how to say it. So her pitties like to come in the kitchen a lot. And I babysat when I first met her. And I came over here to stay at the house, and her dogs would always come in the kitchen, and she would be like, "Are you in my kitchen?" And they would like freak out and leave. And
no,
I would say,
freak
it,
out. They'll just back up.
I would say it, and they just look at me like, "Not in the kitchen." So finally, I had to say it like she says it, which makes me like mean and ogre-y and trollish, like Shrek. But they listen. They back up.
You're a Cherokee.
You can't say that to Peaches and then invite Cherokee in.
You're Cherokee. She won't come in. She doesn't
okay.
like the floor.
So, it is 6:43. We are rolling with the we're right on time. And then I have to go contact Justin.
Well, let me ask you a question.
So you were. So Flo gets to ask a question now towards the end of the show where we talk about...
No, we're not near the end of the show yet. I wanted to ask you... Now that you've been here in Nebraska for, because that's where I live for 15 years, and for almost a year now, okay? And we've gone out and we've done many, many different things. We've gone shopping, we've been antiquing, we've just been out for the sake of going out. What do you like about Nebraska?
Nothing. I don't like anything about Nebraska. Okay, that's not really true. I like the state as a whole. I think that's a pretty state. My time here has been shadowed by that particular debacle, and it's made me not love the state as much. I do have a lot of fun when we're in Lincoln and Omaha. There are parts of Omaha I really like Old Market. There are parts of Lincoln that I really like a lot. I've met some really great guys in Nebraska. Albeit they're all married usually, but you know, they're still nice. And you know, I really like 98.1 Froggy's radio station, because I have a girl crush on Joanna
burress, and Gary Greenwood's really nice to look at too in the early mornings. So I think I'm gonna love Nebraska after I get my boobies done, at least my doctor's. But for the most part, Nebraska's not really my state. Like, it's not really my state. I feel like you can find happiness and fun wherever you go. But I'm a city girl. This is my case in point. A couple of months ago, I drove to Grand Island, Nebraska. If you've never been, there's nothing grand about it, and it's not an island. That's just a big old Nebraska lie. It's a small town. But I went to the Cow Palace for drinks. And I was standing in the Cow Palace, and this old man walked up to me, and he went, "Wow, you're really cosmopolitan." And I said, "Thanks." Hush.
Get off.
Cayete. I said,
get off.
There must be a squirrel outside.
Maybe. Is that her cat?
Well,
it's daylight, so there's no deer.
So I said, he said, "You're very cosmopolitan." And I said, "Well, thank you so much." And the old man said, "That's not a compliment." I mean, I feel like Nebraska doesn't appreciate, like, I don't know. Nebraska's Nebraska. And it's a great state, I guess, for if you're a farmer, if you have a history here, or if your legacy's here, or if you've grown up here, I'm sure it's a great state. It's not for me. Will I stay here? I'll stay, sure, a little bit longer. And I am dating a great guy in Lincoln, and he wants me to stay a little bit longer. So I think I'll stay invested a little bit longer and just see where that goes. But I don't know if I can last forever in Nebraska. We may have to have a business, and I may have to run it from, like, California. Or, like, we'll do Zoom. You know, Zoom's the new way to run a business. No. I can Zoom in and be like, "Whoa, this guy took his shirt off, and he's going to come work for us in Columbus in the sticks." And you should see his stick. I mean, it's going to beat off many
a patron. I haven't seen many, many of those here lately. I know you
have. I have. Nebraska does have some really beautiful corn-fed specimens. Specimens. There's a beautiful man in Nebraska. I guess that's what I like about it. I basically just call myself a slut on my own podcast.
Oh, you call yourself a slut.
Eager.
Well-rounded.
Well-rounded. I'll go with that. I'm a handful, and that's why God gave men two hands.
Just to hold you.
Just to handle. Okay, so now Flo gets to ask a question about my medical journey. It can be anything. It can be anything that has to do with intersex. It can be anything that has to do with XXY. It can be anything. And she gets to ask it. I answer it. That's my way of educating the public about what it's like to be in an intersex life. And it answers a question for a friend. And I'm sure she'll have many more questions as she gets to know me beyond this.
I have a family member that states that they're XXY as well.
XXY or?
Well, that's the question. I don't know the difference between Swyer syndrome and XXY.
Okay.
And they've been comparing pretty much the two as one. Are they the same thing?
They are not the same thing. So there are over 42 different recognized variations on the gender spectrum between XX and XY. XXY, you're born with an extra X chromosome, right, and it's attached to every single one of your chromosomal pairs. And while different hardships vary within even the XXY spectrum, people that know my story know how I was born and what I was born with and some of the issues that I faced. Swyer's is a little bit different. It's not an added chromosome as much as it is. I'll read the textbook definition of Swyer's, and then you can kind of flesh out what you may or may not know. So Swyer's syndrome is a genetic condition affecting sexual organ development classified as a disorder of sex development, or DSD. XXY does fall under that category, but that's they're not the same. So in Swyer syndrome, people with one X chromosome and one Y chromosome, so XY, normally present in males, are born with female external genitalia with underdeveloped gonads, ovaries, or testes, known as streak gonads. Most people with Swyer syndrome are raised as females. Adolescents with the condition do not go through a normal puberty and are infertile. Some cases of Swyer syndrome are caused by genetic alterations or a mutation in one of several genes, but in some cases, the cause is unknown. The inheritance pattern depends on the responsive gene. This condition is diagnosed based on the chromosomal results or clinical examinations and imaging studies. So like if you were to go get like an MRI or an ultrasound or something like that. Treatment includes removal of the streak gonads to prevent cancer and hormone replacement therapy from puberty onward. While women with Swyer syndrome are infertile, they may become pregnant with the use of donated eggs. But in your case, your family member had a natural childbirth, had two, if correct, right? Mm-hmm. So that they may not have Swyers because they're saying that Swyers, you would be infertile. Most intersex cases of individuals that fall on that spectrum are infertile. XXYs are often infertile. The only way you could have a baby if you were XXY is if you're called what's mosaic, meaning you have that extra chromosome, but it's not attached to every chromosome. Therefore, you have a small 1% window of actually having a natural childbirth. But with Swyer syndrome, it's saying women that have Swyers, that are raised female and have Swyers, they're infertile. So your family member actually had two natural childbirths,
yes,
and not with donated eggs from what?
Not to my knowledge.
To your knowledge. And then it also says signs and symptoms may include female external genitals, 46XY chromosomes, delayed or absent puberty, absent menstrual periods. But you were saying that your family member has a menstrual cycle or did at one point.
I do believe so because, I mean, as we're taught in health class, in order to get pregnant, you need to have that menstrual cycle.
And they had natural childbirth. So I would say, I can't make a diagnosis, I'm not a doctor, but more than likely, your family member does not have Swyer syndrome. I have heard that some people will latch on when they want to present as intersex, they often will latch on to intersex conditions that they know are not as easy to prove, but support whatever their agenda may be. So without saying, I don't want to condemn whoever you're talking to, but I mean, there are certain telltale signs with Swyers, with XXY. Oftentimes you need to make sure that you have a chromosomal test to support that. So that's not to say that that person doesn't. It's just when you listen to what the definition is, based on what you're telling me.
Well, like I said, I was led to believe that it was pretty much the same thing.
It is not the same thing as XXY. So in the system of, or in the evidence provided for Swyer syndrome, you still have an XY chromosome, and you are raised female, it looks like, or proven as female. There are some similarities when you read that. I think I know who you're talking about, and there are some similarities, but that still doesn't support that case. So I think you would just need to, I say in every situation, get that chromosomal test. And for those of you that are listening at home and you maybe are wondering if you have a chromosomal variant of any kind, there is a very specific test that you would have done. And it's a blood panel, and you just want to ask your doctor for a FISH test. FSH. They also use that same test when it comes to follicles, right? So there are a lot of tests that they use to kind of read for different things, but it's a FISH test. That'll give you your chromosomal pattern. And that will be able to tell you if you have a variant or a genetic variant of any kind that would put you on the intersex spectrum. I hope that answers your question.
I made a little bit clearer. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's me giving out information on the intersex community. So I hope everybody has had a great week. I am going to have a pretty tough weekend with some stuff that I'm dealing with. But thankfully, I have some really great people in my corner that love and support me through everything that I have to deal with. And you are one of those people. And I honor our friendship. And I love that you could be with us this week. We got to know you a little bit better. And you know how much.
And I want to invite everybody to my house for 4th of July for the big barbecue.
Because I may not
be cooking it up.
I may not be here. I may be getting fireworks of my own.
Oh, you'll be here.
In my keister. I'm just kidding. That's horrible. I can't believe I said that.
You'll be here.
I may be here. I may have to come early in the morning or late at night.
Late at night.
Can you imagine?
Well, who says but we're not going to have some fireworks here?
I do not want to be a part of those fireworks.
You got plenty of space to shoot them off.
Nope. Julie needs her breast surgery. I don't need to go into the hospital.
I don't need
to go into the hospital with them. Oh, I'll already have them. Yeah, because my breast surgery is July 28th. And
yes,
the 4th of July is what? On the 4th of July. Okay, I'm just not trying to get them shot off by, like, black cats and frozen.
I didn't say we're going to put you in on the platform and lighting.
I mean, you may not put me on the platform, but the other people that come here that already want to bury me at the bottom of the Lake Superior may want to put me on a platform. Anyway, it has been a joy, guys. Hope you have enjoyed this episode, our 11th episode of Rose All Day.
Oh, Charles is saying I'm planning a trip.
Please join us next week as I try a different rosé. And we have another guest. And if you're listening and you're from my TikTok family and you ever want to be on, shoot me a message. We love to have people from different platforms come on and join me. You don't have to be here with me in Nebraska to be on my show. We, you know, through the magic of technology, I can literally get you on my show from anywhere. So if you'd like to be a guest.
I will definitely be back again.
Yeah, she loves doing this.
Maybe we'll do a cooking segment.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll get a hot model full of lasagna out of the oven. Dustin, are you available? You fixed my brakes. You want to pour some lasagna? Pour. You want to pour some lasagna out of the stove?
Have another glass of wine.
You're right. Time to go when Julie can't ask you from the streets. Okay, guys. Enjoy. I love you very much. Thank you for your support and have a great rest of your week. And join me next week for Rosé All Day, Julie's.
For more content, follow justjulie.com. That's just Julie, JULEIGH.com. Thank you to our guests and thank you for joining us this evening. Join us next week as Julie tries a different rosé.